speaking of mundane savagery, the incendiary ills men inflict upon other men. I speak of judgment, divine judgment, the wrath of a God who looks upon the works of an entire world, and what he sees turns his heart sour. In his disgust, he sends flights of angels to deliver damnation. In his rage, he seeds the skies with fire and rains destruction upon the upturned faces of 6 billion worshippers. Now, tell me again. Tell me again that you can imagine seeing the stars fall from the sky. Tell me you can imagine heaven weeping fire upon the land below, and a city burning so bright that all sight is scorched from your eyes as you watch it die. The day of judgment stole my eyes, but I can still illuminate you. I remember it all, and why wouldn't I? It was the last thing I ever saw. They came to us in skyborne vultures of blue iron and white fire, and they called themselves the 13th Legion, the Warrior Kings of Ultramar. We did not use those names. As they marched us from our homes, as they butchered those who dared to fight back, and as they poured divine annihilation upon everything we had built, we called them false angels. You came to me asking how my faith survived the Day of Judgment. I will tell you a secret. When the stars fell, when the seas boiled and the earth burned, my faith didn't die. That is when I began to believe. God was real. And he hated us.
Excerpted from The Pilgrimage by Cyrene Valantion. Chapter 1. The Perfect City. False Angels. Day of Judgment. The first falling star came down in the heart of the perfect city. The crowds were always dense and boisterous in the plaza's midnight markets, yet everything fell silent when the sky wept fiery trails and the stars fell to earth in a stately drift. The crowds parted, forming a ring around the huge arrival as it came down. Only when it came closer could the people see the truth. It wasn't a star at all. It wasn't formed of fire. It was breathing it from howling engines. A smoke cloud drifted out from the downed craft, stinking of scorched oil and off-world chemicals. The ship's hull was viciously avian, a raptor's body of cobalt blue and dull gold. Its underbelly gleamed orange, bright with the hissing heat of orbital descent. Cyrene Valantion was one of the gathered crowd, and 3 weeks shy of her 18th birthday. Whispers started up around her, whispers that became chants that became prayers. Jagged thunder echoed from nearby streets and plazas, the grumble of great engines and wheezing boosters. More of the stars that were not stars came raining down from heaven. The very air rattled with the hum of so many engines. Each breath tasted of exhaust. The dark-hulled emissary from the sky was emblazoned with the symbol of the Holy Eagle, fire-blackened from its dive through the atmosphere. Cyrene's vision twinned, blurring between what she was seeing now and what she'd seen in artistic renderings in childhood. She was far from being one of the faithful, but she knew this craft, elaborately brought to life in pictures of vibrant inks on scrolls of parchment. Such imagery was scattered throughout the scriptures. And she knew why the elders in the crowd were weeping and chanting. They recognized it too, but not merely from the holy codices. Decades ago, they'd borne witness to the same vehicles arriving from heaven. Cyrene watched as people fell to their knees, lifting their hands to the starry skies and weeping in prayer.
"They have returned,"
one old woman was murmuring. She spared a moment from her obeisance to claw at Cyrene's flowing shawl robe.
"On your knees, ignorant whore."
By now, the whole crowd was chanting. When the old woman reached for her leg again, Cyrene shook herself free of the hag's wrinkled talon.
"Please don't touch me," Cyrene said.
It was tradition never to touch those who wore red shawl robes without first gaining the maiden's permission. In her fervency, the old woman ignored the ancient custom. Her fingers raked the younger woman's skin through the street dress's thin silk.
"On your knees! They have returned!"
Cyrene went for the Qatari knife strapped to her